It's just kind of echoing what Carrie said, the technology that we had to learn so quickly. Everyone loves it. And we're hoping in my office to be able to continue to do things like 341s using Zoom, which is how we conduct them, going into the future, primarily because I have a huge section of my office that I would not have to have under lease if we didn't have live 341s, which is a savings, which benefits the debtors because ultimately it lowers the percentage fee. So there's a lot of things that we had to learn very, very quickly, but we did learn them and we're using them very effectively now. I told my dad back in March, I've made more major decisions on very little information than I ever have in my entire adult life because things were coming at us so fast, not only technology, but also our HR problems and just some really fundamental logistics that we had to figure out very quickly.
David?
Oh, I'm going to echo both Pam and Carrie's comments and just kind of endorse the use of Zoom for the 341 meetings. I think our bar locally also has had really a positive response to the Zoom 341 meetings. They're just more economical for everybody. And until they can resolve certain issues with spacing and size in our 341 meeting room, I too want to continue to do Zoom for as long as possible and in certain situations. And then I also want to remind the bar that our offices, or my office, is not fully staffed all the time. So while a lot of people went out, I brought them back in, we now operate on a split shift because it's important that I ensure the health and safety of my staff. And so some areas, like I was disappointed to see someone post, well, David Peake is not answering his phone, well, because that central desk is a high traffic area, nobody sits there anymore. And so that phone is answered kind of remotely on a headset, and no one's there all the time. So we employ people, if you're looking for us, email us. The numbers are posted on our website. The email addresses are, it's just a little bit different environment in the office these days. And just be cognizant.
So for
David,
those that
Tony,
might,
we do have a question from the audience. I don't know if you're seeing it or not, which is, will all of the trustees continue to hold 341 meetings by phone or video after COVID is over?
Good question.
I hope so. I hope we're able to do that, Judge Isker. It's just so much more efficient, not only for the trustee, but also for the debtors themselves, because they can take a late lunch, go sit in their car. I cannot tell you how many 341s I've had where the debtors were in a car or in a, you know, what was obviously a small office space. They didn't have to reschedule their meeting. We've had truckers that have pulled over to the side of the road. We conduct their 341. They get back to their business immediately. The lawyers don't have to travel. It wasn't just COVID. People showed up sick for 341s all the time just because they didn't want to reschedule. And so it protects my staff from that as well. And as David was saying, protecting our staff is something that's really important to all of us.
Echo that as well. You know, Pam and I had talked about the fact that, you know, we have to have outside security that come in that we have to pay for. And just eliminating, you know, that stress and that cost as well makes it far more economical. I've had fewer resets because debtors are able to appear even if they're unwell. Or they have, or they don't have to stay home because their children were sick and had to reschedule. So, and from the debtor's attorney perspective, they've expressed that they can be waiting in their office and actually doing work, waiting for their hearing to start. And I know the Zoom feature has a waiting room, so you know when it's going to be your turn. In my office, we actually assign a specific time for each party to call in. So. I hope we can continue on ad infinitum until I say I'm going to do it till somebody says I can't.
Does anybody worry about adequately assessing the debtor's credibility when you're looking at the image on Zoom?
Absolutely. I think I'm a little bit more old school. I know my fellow trustees, majority of them either like doing them virtually, whether by Zoom or by phone. I kind of miss the interaction with the debtor. And I miss seeing sometimes the kick under the table or the look of the debtor's attorney to the debtor, where sometimes you'll catch something. On the other hand, questions I probably would have asked about valuation, I don't ask as much when I see the debtor, you know, at the first meeting on Zoom, sitting in the back of the pickup, and the back of the pickup is full of beer cans, and it looks like it's been well used pickup. I don't need to ask about value. So there's some of those instances.
And I
will go back to live, but keeping Zoom available for those debtors who truly can't come to the first meeting for whatever reason.
And I guess, Judge Davis, one thing that to keep in mind is that if the trustee decides that they do need to have the debtor appear personally, we can arrange that.
Absolutely.
It just takes some planning, but it can be done. Right. Most of the 341s we've held, though, the debtors have been just as straightforward as they are when they appear. Most people who file bankruptcy really are just in a bad position financially. They're not trying to get an advantage. They just need relief. And for that very small percentage where there's really a problem and you need to assess them personally, you can do that.
And I did. I recently scheduled a Rule 2004 exam, and debtors counsel said, okay, are we doing that by Zoom? And the answer was no. No, we can set up a conference room and socially distance, and we will do it in person.